Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we raise your vibration. Sunday is the fun day here on the Vibration Station. Wah, 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 wah. It's the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. Prepare to accelerate your consciousness. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. Super special, actually. In fact, I would like to welcome the one and only I just am honored beyond words. I have nothing to describe my full gratitude and appreciation for having her on the show. I'd like to welcome Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio every Friday at 11. You got to make sure to check it out. She's actually one of the most listened to radio shows on internet radio, which is really, really powerful.
Thanks, Dave.
Doc, it is so empowering. I was looking for a word that does it justice, but empowering is good enough for now. To have you here on the show, every single time I have the pleasure of having you on the show, you always spread such wisdom, such knowledge.
Oh, and thanks.
It's true. And I also get a lot of emails from listeners asking me questions about certain psychological states of mind, or about, you know, the afterlife, which we will be talking about today. And just, you know, just an array of questions I get from my wonderful listeners. If you guys want to email me, you feel free to do so. You can at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Feel free to shoot me an email and tell us what's on your mind. So, you know, I get these emails from a lot of listeners, and the first person that I want to go to is you, Doc.
Because thank you.
You have these like immediate answers, and there has been some things, especially with my own life, where I've come to you and I've talked to you.
Yes, you have.
And I figure, you know, you've always given me the best advice. You've never steered me wrong. You've always and only brought me to closer to where I want to be.
By
showing me how to use my mind properly. That's what you are doing. You are a mind master. Well, some emails that I've been getting, and I've actually noticed this. It's been somewhat of a trend over the past couple months.
Yeah.
Some people have lost their family members. I had this very, very sweet gentleman who lost his sister.
Aww.
And he reached out to me and just asked for my opinion on the afterlife.
Right.
So and then it was really interesting. I got another email a couple weeks prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had lost their mother, which was really sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I reached back. They were just, you know, kind of looking for some guidance. How do I get over this? What can
right.
I do?
Right.
And I just let them know that their mother's always with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask for her to come through in different ways.
Right.
Spirits speak through nature. Spirits speak through many, many things, mm-hmm. right? To let us know. Butterflies, little things that roam around.
Yeah.
So I figured it would be really beneficial for not only ourselves, because we get to exercise our own knowledge, but it'd be beneficial for the listeners, which is why we host the show.
Mm-hmm.
And for the world, for anyone that really wants to touch base and understand at least our perspective of the afterlife.
Well, yes.
You ask, why would we want your perspective of the afterlife? Actually, Dr. Michelle and myself have both had indescribably profound experiences regarding the afterlife, regarding you know, what's on, quote-unquote, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that, Doc, I would like to shoot the show off with the first question.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Being a psychologist, obviously you've studied multiple different facets of not only the mind, but of how surroundings and you know, environment affects
right.
consciousness, affects,
sure.
you know. But it, I guess the point that I'm getting, it's all tangibly based, right? We can't really study the afterlife unless we've had a really profound experience, right?
Right. I agree.
I mean, we could study the afterlife from people that have, you know, had near-death experiences and mm-hmm. seen the light and mm-hmm. met their loved ones on the other side. And there are just thousands of those documented cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we can study it that way. But it's one of those things where it's never really real to us until we have an experience.
Right.
So you, with having your extensive knowledge of the physical plane and understanding, like I said, surroundings, how it affects the mind, chemical imbalances, chemical balances. What's your take on the afterlife?
Well, thank you for asking. That's a great question. It's you know, there's so many different ways of looking at it. Of course, religions throughout the world
right.
have always, you know, professed some kind of afterlife, whatever they believe in, wherever they're going. No matter what religion it is, there is somewhere beyond this particular physical plane,
yes.
if you look up different religions.
Yes.
So, and psychologically speaking, sometimes the non-believers say to me, the psychologists, we all
yes.
have these discussions, and they say, you know, this is a way for, you know, we as human beings to feel better about our passing.
Mm.
You know, it's very existential
right.
to say, face your passing, that's the way it is. We're all going someday, so that's it.
Right.
Get a clue. It's the way it is. And
almost like it's our fallback to make
right.
us feel good. So, oh, exactly. they're still with us. There's an afterlife. Sorry, go
right,
on.
Right. No, exactly. No. And so you can look at it that way, that religions, part of religions were formed so we could cope with that. And I really get that. And I think that's beautiful and wonderful. Mm. So what I tell people, and it's funny you mentioned that you've had listeners inquiring about that. I've had several people who I've been seeing who are ill. And they're very scared, some patients.
Yes.
And so they're asking me what I believe. And I can't tell them what I believe per se and try to tell them. It's sort of, I tell them about the things that I've read, the experiences I've had, and the people who I have spoken with.
Right.
So I tell them what I've seen and heard. I don't tell them what to believe.
Of course.
Because I can't do that.
Of course.
You know? So my take, if you want me to share with you some of the ideas of
things
people have said.
Of course.
To me.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm interested in you too. Have you ever had a problem with wrestling with that concept? Or have you have you experienced anything like that yourself?
I have, and we'll get into that a little later in the show, because that is actually on my list of questions for you, Doc. Is where I was going to ask you but we'll get into this later.
Yeah.
I was going to see what have your personal experiences been, but I want to hear just like you said, with your clients, what are some of the things that your clients...
Well, what I tell them is that, okay, you know my show here on LA Talk Radio, every Friday at
every
11
Friday
a.m.
At 11.
Pacific Standard Time, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle.
Got to do the plug.
Got to do the plug.
On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11 here on LATalkRadio.com.
I've interviewed several authors. One of the things I love to do is interview people who are self-help authors, scientists, medical doctors, people who, you know pretty much and have gathered information about what they've learned. Mm. So they're more credible. Right. So there's two people that come to mind that I tell my clients about, and I'll tell your audience about.
Oh, okay.
One person who is a friend of mine, actually.
Really?
But we became friends after she came on my show several times. Her name is Mary Jo Rapini. She's in the Midwest. She's a psychotherapist. And
interesting.
She wrote a book called Is God Pink? That's about the afterlife. Okay. She's very credible, down to earth.
If I'm not mistaken, I remember listening to that show.
Yeah, do you?
I believe I tuned in.
And I've had her on a couple
every
of times.
Every Friday at 11.
You're so funny. I've had her on a couple of times. There's another amazing author who I had live on the show. And her name is her name is Concetta Bertacelli. I love to say her name.
Ah,
so cool.
Very exotic. I like it.
She is truly, you know, we've heard of psychic people. It blows me away. Yeah. I am skeptical of a lot of so-called psychics.
As am I.
But she, because there's a tool where you can guide and read people's faces.
Sure.
If you're going in the right direction, you can elaborate more. And then people, you know. But she is pretty much the real deal because... she told me about my life and about who's watching over me on the phone, on the air. So Concetta was calling, I think she was calling from back east. And so I was totally blown away. So these are two experiences from people. Can I share with you their stories?
Please do. I'd be honored.
Okay, Mary Jo, again, friend, psychotherapist, very practical, down to earth gal, was running in the gym. She was in the gym running, treadmill, had a stroke.
Oh,
young lady, very young. She's young.
While she's running on the treadmill in the gym, she has a stroke.
Boom.
Oh, no.
Falls down, hits her head.
Oh.
Pronounced dead.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Excuse my French.
It's all right. Now, she was raced to the hospital.
Wow.
And brain dead.
Okay.
She actually described this thing where she left her body.
Mm.
She saw this light. Same old thing you hear about, the stories.
No,
now,
but
Mary Jo was not
this is really interesting.
She's not a real religious person per se, or was never really that, you know. So she elevated, looked down at herself.
Yes.
And went, whoa. Okay. So she's leaving, going up. She saw the doctors and nurses working on her.
Wow.
And just sort of went into this place, and she saw this huge, brilliant light. She kept going,
wow.
Following this light, just like you hear the stories.
Right.
And there were some old relatives there that she didn't know. There were a few she knew welcoming her into that area.
Oh,
it was so peaceful and safe and wonderful, and she wanted to go so bad.
Mm.
But then there was this, you always hear about the voice. There was this. She didn't know what it was, entity, energy, that said, you're not ready to be here yet.
Right.
You've got to go back down. You've got to go back down.
Right.
She felt herself pulling out. It was like a force pushing her out.
Mm.
She was pulling out. And as she was pulling out, she was seeing this light, brilliant pink. That's why she named the book, Is God Pink? Because she thought God was pushing her back out. She was coming out of this kind of bright light vortex.
Wow.
And as she was pulling back, it was this, she said, I can't even
like
describe
a
it.
Pinkish?
Yeah, she said if you went to a paint store,
okay.
you couldn't even imagine this color. It was a non-human, the most brilliant, glistening,
it's
bright
divine.
Pink
divine,
divine that
color.
I've ever seen. She came back.
Wow.
Back into her body, boom, and she was alive. And she went, oh, darn, I didn't want to be here. It was such an awesome place.
Oh, wow.
So she was very disappointed because she went through a lot of pain and recoup and trying to heal. Mm. So that was her story. And she has since recouped, and she's an amazing author, and she helps a lot of one of her specialties is helping young women, you know, and teens, adolescents. And,
wow.
But she's this amazing therapist. So that's a Mary Jo Rapini, and she writes all these other books that are, you know, therapy books. But this book she wrote, she had to write it. She had to share her experience.
Of course.
Is God Pink. So
wow.
That's, I was blown away because Mary Jo is no BS. She's
right.
The real deal.
That gave now, me chills, Doc.
Oh, it gave me chills, too. So that was one of my experiences of learning something from someone who I really respected.
And to have a one-on-one conversation with mm-hmm. her.
Yes.
And really feel her energy when mm-hmm. she's talking to mm-hmm. you about yeah. the book and about her experience.
Right.
I remember parts of the show, and I do remember being taken back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember really thinking to myself, wow, this is one of Dr. Michelle's really like inspiring shows. All of your shows are inspiring.
Well, thanks.
But
yeah.
this one really
yeah,
hit home.
She blew me away.
No,
she
it
really did.
She did,
yeah. Yeah.
So where I'm going to move into from this, okay, is what do you say, and then I'm going to ask you about your personal mm-hmm, experiences. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to someone
right.
that says, well, she was releasing chemicals in her brain that were making her hallucinate,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they, you know, the people that she saw and the voice she heard were simple, were simply, you know, chemical imbalances
right.
of hallucination.
Right.
You know, dimethyltryptamine is released mm-hmm. in the pineal gland
mm-hmm.
when we dream and when we die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is why going into this dream state, you literally enter these altered states of reality.
Right.
And you feel like you're there.
Exactly.
So is this just a one massive hallucination, or is there really something more to this? So what do you say to someone, Doc, that says to you,
mm-hmm.
I get it, but I'm sorry, there's no way. And, like, I get it. Sure, we don't need to convince anyone. You know, it's not like you need to believe in the afterlife. But what would you say, being a psychologist and having this profound experience, even with this woman, and I'm
yeah.
looking forward to getting into your personal experience.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, you've proven to yourself that there is this afterlife. What would you say to someone that is a naysayer that says, well, you know what? With all due respect, that was just a chemical-induced hallucination that you were dying, and that's just what it, your brain overloaded with chemicals.
And that sure could be true. I could say that honestly.
Yeah.
You know, the chemicals being released, it's a preservation that we may have mm-hmm. when we are, you know, in the death experience, our
right.
brains are, and, you know, the scientists have described it, you know, you go through that light, that tunnel or whatever. They describe that, you know, there is a chemical thing that's going on when we are losing consciousness sometimes and then are revived. That indeed it can look like a tunnel, and that's because, and there are scientific explanations to that. I say, you know, that sure could be true because we have chemical imbalance in any form, as I know, being a psychologist, with people who need to take medications.
Of course.
Whatever the, you know, particular neurotransmitter is needed.
Right.
There can be hallucinations that aren't real to the other folks out there because of schizophrenia, you know, diseases like that.
Right.
So, yeah, sure, we could be having a chemically induced, seemingly real experience that isn't real. I say it may be true. However, and this is what I say,
yeah.
there are people who have told me who are not only like Mary Jo.
Right.
Yeah, sure, that's a chemical thing possibly. Right. Okay, cool. But there are people who have told me who are friends who I have worked with,
yes.
who I have hung out with,
yes.
who are very negative
right.
in terms of any kind of spiritual
right.
religious belief, who have had amazing experiences and called me.
Yes.
And they're scared to death.
Yes.
Because yes. One girlfriend I worked with
yes.
In radio years ago, she was trying to get pregnant for a long time. Her and her husband were getting very weary because they were trying so hard. Her father had passed away about 6 months prior to her telling me this story. Mm. She was straightforward. She said, I was walking. Now, her father apparently spent a lot of time in her house.
Okay.
Her mom and dad used to come over a lot and hang out and with her and her husband. She was walking down the hall, and she has a mirror at the end of her hall in her house. Big mirror.
Wow.
But, you know, really pretty mirror.
Okay.
And she was just really tired, but she wasn't on drugs. She wasn't drinking.
Right.
She wasn't.
Right.
She's just walking down the hall and towards her bedroom. She looked in the mirror, and her father's standing behind her in the mirror.
Wow.
Full-bodied apparition, as they would say in Ghost Hunters or
right.
Ghostbusters, right?
Full-body apparition.
So dad looked at her and smiled and said, don't worry, it'll be all right. And she...
Wow.
I mean, she was just... She was scared.
And she heard the voice.
Yes. She was scared.
Was the voice like in her head, or was it an exterior voice?
You know,
voice?
That's a great yeah. thing yeah. that I should have asked, because sometimes if it you know, people who have, you know, hallucinations, audible hallucinations, it can sound like it's right outside your ear, someone
right.
talking to you as well. So it's hard right. to distinguish. But she's full on, straight up, very, you know, no chemical imbalance as far as I know.
Right.
A really cool friend who was always, you know, sharp and practical.
Wow.
And she said he was there. I wasn't hoping to see him. I never thought I'd see him. I wasn't
right.
at all. But he let me know that it's all cool. Don't worry about this pregnancy thing.
And she got pregnant.
Yes. So
do you think it was him? They reincarnated?
Oh, well, that's scary. Okay, that's a whole other dimension. Now I'm freaking
and
out.
Next week on Dave's Good Vibrations, see?
But, I mean, you know, that was one story. Another story, I used to work at a radio station called KHJ here in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And my office mate, we were both doing news. She was very practical. Down to earth. She was living with this guy, and you know, she wasn't looking for anything. And her boyfriend got really sick.
Mm.
He was really ill, and he was laying in bed, and he couldn't get out of bed. She thought he had this really bad flu, but he was really weak. He felt really horrible and weak, and he was just having, and she was feeding him chicken soup, and, well, I have to go to work, honey, and you just rest, and whatever.
Right.
So during the week, one night, she was... you know, they were just kind of chilling out, getting relaxed for bed. He was still feeling icky. And she couldn't go to sleep. She was awake. And again, this woman's practical. She didn't
right.
do drugs.
Right.
She wasn't drinking. She wasn't... she was very down to earth, very hardworking. And she, all of a sudden, looked at the edge of her bed. And her mom, she had a chair at the, you know, one side of her room. And her mom was... She had this glistening kind of... I just sort of like she could see through it almost.
Wow.
It was like a jelly
kind of transparent.
Right. And it was her mom who had passed years ago.
Wow.
And her mom was sitting there on the chair, and she did not say anything to her, but she looked at her very sadly and shook her head and like, no, like
he's not going to make
it. No. And Maxine, my friend, she goes, huh? What? And she said she was there so long. She was lingering, looking at me, trying to send me a message. So,
goodness. That's giving me chills.
So the next morning,
no,
she came to work. We're sitting there at the desk,
no,
together, and doing our thing. She gets a call. She gets a call from her younger sister, who came and, you know, kind of lived with her off and on at the house.
Oh,
she found her boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, he had passed away that morning after the mom came to visit.
After the mom came.
And I actually remember taking her, you know, to the house.
Oh,
calling
wow.
the family with her. And then we both just took work off for the day. And it was really bizarre.
Oh.
But she said, I don't know. Wasn't that weird that mom came to me? She looked so sad, and she shook her head, and she was like, so she feels that that was some kind of a message. But
absolutely.
And she was just freaked out by her mother sitting there again in the room looking at her.
Right.
Now, is that her mind? Was that Mary Jo's mind? Or my other girlfriend's mind? Was that their brain creating these things? Maybe. But
I doubt it.
It sure seemingly real.
And there's so me. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Doc. Thank you so much for sharing
sure.
this wisdom. I mean, these stories are just on another level. It's you know, and another aspect of it is there's so many people that have had these profound experiences where they see their loved ones.
Right.
Or they feel their loved ones, or their loved ones come to them in a dream, reoccurring and reoccurring circumstances. Or
right.
whatever it may be. They go into the light and they see their relative. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if just, you know, a couple people came out and they said, oh, I'm having this.
Yeah.
But so many people report the exact same light, the exact same, you know, meeting of family members. Mm-hmm. You're being like almost like there's like a celebration for
yes.
you that you're coming to this side, right? And I, there's so many things. So this leads me into asking you, Doc. And this I'm actually really excited to hear this. What have you had any personal experiences that prove to you, not necessarily hearing it from
yes.
friends, but
yeah.
have you ever had any personal experiences where it's, you know, where you've had proof for yourself that there either has been an afterlife or something that has proved to you that there just, that there hasn't?
You know, I haven't had any full body apparitions visits from my deceased relatives, but there's two things that come to mind that I can share with
I'd
you.
I'd love to hear.
I have I dream a lot. I love sleeping. And
you and me both.
And I have had not all the time, but I've had several visitations from both of my parents have passed away. But it just seems
I'm sorry
like
to hear that.
No, thank you, sweetheart. Seems like you know, my dad comes into my dreams a lot.
Wow.
And he always looked good, but he looked, you know, he looks about the same way. He looks a little younger maybe than when he passed. And he will just kind of be there like the calming influence. No matter where I'm at, I could be on a vacation. We were on a vacation and he was just walking with us, or we will go into a room or a gathering of people, or we'll be
in your dream, you'll be on the vacation or going
yeah, or we'll be
right,
in the
right.
woods, or and he'll just appear.
And he'll just appear.
And he'll send peace over the environment.
Wow.
You know, I see him there, he'll just look at me like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'll go, "Whoa." In my dream,
do
you,
feel you
know,
loved?
He's there.
Do you feel
oh, God, yes.
presence?
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of like, and then I'll wake up and I'll go, thanks, Dad, for coming to visit me.
Wow.
My mom does the same thing. She's a little, she doesn't come around as frequently, but she, night before last, she
no
was
way.
There. Yeah, she was walking with a group. We were all walking somewhere, and I can't remember where, but we were all kind of in a good group of people, and she was just walking ahead of me, and she turned back and smiled at me, and it was kind of like, let's go have fun, that kind of thing. So
that's beautiful.
I think we were all going hiking somewhere. I can't remember where, but this was a couple of nights ago, and I went, wow, that was pretty cool. Sure, we all dream about our parents. Of course you could say that. Yes, we miss them, and you know,
but there is somewhat of a difference. You can feel almost the difference.
You know, I'm trying to Google this author also who I've had on the show, and shame on me, and I'm trying to look at my archives. But it's been many years. She's a dream expert.
Oh, yes.
And she has...
I remember that show
right?
as well.
She's
yes.
written... She doesn't do... I promise, guys, I'll find her at the end of the show so you can find her book, too.
No.
Just like the other books that I'm sharing with you. She's done research for years. That's her thing. She's a doctor. She's a psychologist, but she's a dream expert. So does a lot of sleep studies, a lot of dream and logging. And she has books that record the meaning of dreams. In other words, the themes of dreams. So she's been working on a new book that's basically measuring brainwaves and finding if there is a brainwave, because what she's been doing is taking surveys from people who have visitations from their loved ones. So she takes surveys and measures the brainwave, you know, of the individual at the time of the dream from the visited relative. So what kind of brainwave are they going through? And she's fascinated because she says, is this something that we can't really identify? Is this some kind of a non-physical wave, just like we have the alpha, theta, you know, waves in our brain?
Yes.
That, you know, we're not aware of when we're sleeping. We go into, you know, delta and then REM. Is this another level of a brain wave that is allowing or opening up to that channel of that non-visible part?
Yes.
You know, of existence that we're allowing because our brains are at rest. We're not blocking it at a conscious state.
It's pulling those layers down.
Right.
That in the physical realm, we have these mm-hmm. layers.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Doc, you know, I actually think, if I'm not mistaken, was it Dr. Gillian Holloway?
Yes, Jillian Holloway.
Jillian,
good for you.
Me,
thank you
me.
So much.
Of course.
You're on it, dude.
Hey.
Dr. Jillian Holloway, by the way.
I got to stay up with my on the couch.
You're so cool.
It's true. I listen to you. I get some of the best advice. You know, I save about $100 a week by listening to you. Because I don't need...
Free therapy.
I don't need to pay for my own therapist.
You're so cute. Well, thank you,
honey. I just tune in every Friday at 11 on the couch with Doc. It's really cool stuff. No, it's true. So Gillian, Dr.
Jillian.
Jillian, excuse me. Dr. Jillian Holloway. She's the dream expert.
She's the dream expert, man, in romantic relationships. What are these? Why do I keep having these dreams? And also she interprets dreams. She's had many books come out, but she is a true hardcore scientist.
Wow.
So, you know, it's all about it, recording brain waves and interpreting, you know, what is going on. This is not kind of like a Freud, everything is, you know, that's a phallic symbol in the dream state, or this means, you know, if you dream about, no, this is true, you know, science and the feeling behind the dream. So yeah, she's been working on that for a while. It's very hard to gather data because you have to record and have data going, because you never know when someone's going to bring in or someone's going to come to you from the other side. So it takes a long time for that. But
wow.
These, to me, to hear from her, were amazing stories.
Yeah, let's hear.
There's another woman who I interviewed a while back, Concetta Berticelli.
Yes.
I mentioned her at the beginning of the show, and she's amazing because I can't define whether she is truly psychic.
Mm.
Well, she is truly psychic. And if she's reading me and other people, I mean, there are those people. Right? Who's the one on television? You know, the New York psychic or whatever.
Yes. Long Island Medium.
Long Island Medium.
She's
Thank
on
you.
Point.
She is on point. And
she is on point.
She's got a gift. Concetta has a gift, but she was taking callers live when she came out with her book, of course, and I interviewed her on the show. And what she did was... she said, don't tell me anything about yourself.
Mm.
On the phone. You know, so I said, okay, read me. Tell me what's going on.
Right.
So she started describing, first of all, my mom.
Wow.
And she was saying, there's... this is funny because there's this funny looking dog I see standing next to her, and your mom's peaceful. Oh, she said your mom wants to thank you for having all of her stuff in your place still. She loves the fact that you have her paintings there, and that beautiful mirror she has that she gave
you. She said, and that beautiful mirror.
Yeah.
And you have that mirror.
Yes.
That's great.
And she said all of her jewelry that you have there, you know, all those things that are part of her. And she was naming specific things that she
would have no idea.
Unless, of course, she was reading me. Maybe she's amazingly psychic. Then she's talked about...
Mirror, I'm picking
it.
Up.
yeah, that's right.
No.
But she was
that's too deep.
Specific
that's too
things
deep.
That I still have and have in her house, the furniture, you know, that I have from her in my place. So then she said, oh my gosh, that funny round dog. He looks, I can't, He's got like a one syllable name, and he's up there. I see him right there next to her, and he's okay. He's with her, and she couldn't figure out, like she said, it's like a name. He looks like a bulldog or like a pug, and he's like blonde, and I keep getting like, because she goes, my mind keeps coming into it, and I keep getting a one word name like Bob or Tank or Joe or something like that.
And who
his name was Joe.
And what kind of dog was he?
He was a pug.
Wow.
So then she said, who's Michael? I went, uh-oh. This is tough for me.
This is getting real.
It's tough for me. Okay. Mm. Because Michael was my best friend when I was 14, okay, who was killed in a car accident. And I said, okay.
So sorry.
She said, Michael wants you to know he's fine. He's up there with the dog. He's up there with a bunch of people in his family who passed. Wow. He wants you to know. He wants you to know this. The minute he was in the car accident, he had no pain. He was in automatic bliss. He went up to the good place, and, you know, he was in light, and he's fine.
Wow.
He wants you to know this, because I've suffered for years that, you know, I you know, this is my personal experience, but
Dr.
and
Michelle,
then she told me,
I want to get up and give you a hug and kiss you on the cheek.
But she told me other things about my grandfather.
Wow.
That was bizarre, and I mean, just no one would know.
So on point.
She wouldn't, I mean, you couldn't go on, what's she going to do, on Ancestry.com and look up my, sure, maybe. I mean, that's weird. But, and she didn't know that I was going to ask her to read me. I sprung
it
on her.
And dogs don't come up on Ancestry.com, so.
Well, yeah, that's right. But, I mean, she could, you know, who could do the research? But she was really blowing me away also, because she was talking to listeners who would call in and ask her questions.
So she could pick up on their energy.
And she'd say, don't tell me. I don't want to know the details, because you're getting in the way of my ego, and I'm going to create a story for you.
Yes.
I want to just have these things flash, these movies flash in front of my mind, so I can just build, I see. I hear from this person, and they want to tell you that really they are okay.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was a personal experience that kind of blew me away.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
Doc, do you mind if I share a personal experience that...
I'd love to hear this.
That actually, it changed my life completely.
Yeah.
I've had a couple pretty profound experiences where I've had enough proof in the physical realm and literally physical experiences to show me that there are energies and beings that coexist with us, whether we see them or aware of them or not. So this one time in particular, very, very odd. I was and I was with my best friend, one of my best friends. So it's not like I was the only one that saw this.
Yes.
He saw it too. We talked about it. We were actually both traumatized by it for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was about 2:30 in the morning. His name's Cash. We were sleeping at our friend's house up in the hills. He, you know, he lives in this community that's high up in the hills. And at the end of his street, there's this grassy knoll where you can sit at the end and literally look over the entire valley.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. So we used to sit here a lot, meditate, just hang out. We would bring some folding chairs and literally sit there for hours, just hang out. So it was this one time, you know, we were having, you know, buddies all get together. You know, we have sleepovers. It's like a boys' slumber party. So we've all really been in a meditation, expanding the mind, you know, practicing, playing with our energy. These really, really cool things, right? And also, at the times they say between, you know, like 2:33 to about 5 in the morning, I think it's like 2 to 5 in the morning, your vibration and consciousness is more open. Mm-hmm. You're more susceptible to energy, to receiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to hop straight into the thick of it. Where the grassy knoll was, there was this construction that, you know, someone had started building mm-hmm. on the land. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of upset. We were like, oh, this is a bummer. This is our spot. You know, how could someone
meditate up there?
You know, yeah. Well, we decided, well, you know, there was a fence mm-hmm. and there was a wrapped chain mm-hmm. with a bolt lock.
Mm-hmm.
I know this for a fact because we tried to open the fence multiple times. We ended up having to... We even tried crawling under the fence. There wasn't enough room. We ended up just climbing the fence. And there actually was... It was a big, tall fence. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to climb. But thankfully, there was this little wall that you could kind of... Once you got up a certain way, you could step on the wall and hop over the fence. My point being, there's no way the fence was... opening.
Right. Right.
Totally bolt locked. 2:30 in the morning, construction site.
Right.
Yes, we were trespassing, but with only loving intentions.
Okay.
We weren't doing anything but meditating.
You weren't stealing lumber. You wanted to meditate
on the
grassy knoll.
On the grassy knoll.
Right.
Right. So, Cash and I, we put our hands out over one another's, and we do this thing where we call it an energy transfer.
Aha.
And you just close your eyes and you just visualize a color, and then you visualize, usually I like gold and white, mm-hmm. and I just visualize it flowing through my body and out through my hands. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually start feeling mm-hmm. this electromagnetic density.
That's cool.
It's really cool. If you guys try it, it's just accessing more of your brain.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
So we start doing this energy transfer. All of a sudden, there is... So to the left of us, at the very end of this grassy knoll, there's a rod fence, a steel fence.
Mm-hmm.
With just like the wrought iron.
Right? Interesting.
And we start hearing clink, 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 clink.
Hmm.
It sounded like metal on metal
yes.
coming on the fence.
Right. Was the wind blowing? Or?
No. Huh. No, 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 no. It was getting closer. So here we are, we're meditating, and we hear this clink, 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 clink. And then it starts getting louder and faster and closer. Hmm. And then it goes clink, 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 clink.
Oh, boy, that's scary.
Cash and I... From the very first clink, we got scared.
Sure.
About like 15 clinks in, maybe 10 clinks
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
We both like looked at each other and were scared stiff.
Yes.
Completely alone, 2:30 in the morning.
And you saw the chain jiggling.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No, this was not the fence that I heard the clinging on. This was not the fence that we hopped over. So we hopped over the fence, we walked to the end of the grassy knoll. At the very end of the grassy knoll, to the left of us, there's this rod fence. And it's the back of this house, which
right.
is next to the grassy knoll.
Okay.
It's like the fence to the back of the house. And then we hear, and about, I want to say 20 yards behind us
uh-huh.
is the fence that we just hopped that was all chained up and everything. Okay. We hear the clinging sound, we stand up, and we start... scared stiffly running to the fence.
Yes.
Okay? Doc, I kid you not, call me crazy, whatever. Cash saw it, we talked about it. Like, there was this, quicker than a split second, I saw a golden flash of light.
Okay. Okay.
The lock drops, the chain drops, and the fence flies open.
Oh, wow.
Completely. Flies open.
Uh-huh.
Just...
So there was nobody around.
No, God, no. Nobody around. 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely nobody around. I see this light, and Cash saw it too. This bolt of light, literally, this flash of light.
Yeah.
From the cosmos.
Yeah.
Literally, just bam!
Yeah.
Lock drop, and we hear the chain as if it was like being thrown down.
Right.
It was like, get
out of here.
Right, right. Okay? This is my place.
And we sprinted.
Right.
Like, no, get out of here. Like, there's some angels looking over us. And, like, it would have been too late. Whatever that was, clinging.
Something was
watching over us. And something really bad would have happened if we were not able to sprint through those fence.
Wow.
Those fence doors. We did not look back. We sprinted all the way from the end of the grassy knoll. The chain lock dropped, fence flew open, and literally like flew open, like so quickly with such momentum.
Yes.
And we just sprinted into our buddy's house and in the door, scared stiff. I couldn't even talk. We were both completely pale.
That's scary. So what do you think? Was it someone?
It was an angel. It was an angel.
The angel said, you guys better get out of here.
Well, the angel literally shot this bolt of light.
Wow.
Which opened the fence. Okay?
Oh.
It was, yeah. It was another being of light.
Now, was the angel clinging
to
that noise?
No.
Whatever presence or entity was,
yes.
was not a good thing.
Yes. And I'm not saying that it was like a demonic energy necessarily, right? Or like a negative energy.
And it wasn't the mean neighbor with the shotgun who's going to kill these kids coming into their property?
That's what I'm saying. It very well could have been.
Okay.
Okay? Or another thing, which I am almost 100% sure because my instincts just tell me so, and Cash and I talked about it, that was in the exact same month where two people had gotten killed by...
That's scary.
This is weird.
Okay? All right.
They were hacked.
Okay, I've got chills. Okay, you're scaring me.
In the same mountains that we were meditating in.
Okay. All right.
There was this this weird schizo homeless man that lived in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We call these people creakers.
Okay.
These creakers, now there's some really loving creakers and good guys that do have a little shack, but they spend most of their time just in the hills.
Yeah.
But then there's some really, really weird ones.
Now, did they find and prosecute this creaker who, apparently not, because you were thinking he was out there, he was out there trying to get you.
Well, and the thing is, now this guy, these killings, whatever, they were found in this park called Serenia Park.
Yes.
In Serenia Park, if you walk up the hills of Serenia Park, guess where it spits out? The very base of the grassy knoll.
Wow.
If you walk all the way up. So I think it was a crazy creaker man that
was coming towards you guys and could have hurt you.
And it was a heavy pounding sound on metal on metal.
Oh, boy.
And it sounded, honestly, it sounded like an axe.
Oh, God. Okay, I've got chills. Okay. So you think energy intervened.
I saw the divine energy.
Okay.
I don't think. I saw, and Cash saw it too.
Okay.
We talked about this.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry for my elongated story.
Oh my God, that's a great story.
And when I tell people, a lot of times they say, they take it with a grain of salt. If you were there, you would have shit yourself. I shit
only
myself.
Like, on LA Talk Radio.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Can we say that?
We, exactly. Thank you for not being regulated by the FCC. We are totally being guided all the time by energies and angels that love us.
Mm-hmm.
The butterflies that surround our heads, the birds that constantly perch next to us. Be aware of these things, lovers and friends, listeners, light beings. Please, as these are, I believe, your angels, your guardians that are watching over you, making sure that everything is smooth sailing, even though it may seem sometimes times are rough. You are guided.
No fear.
You are loved.
No fear.
Doc, with the last minute of the show, I would like to ask you,
Was there anything else that you would like to sprinkle on with?
Not at all. Well, that was a great story, and you know, thank you for letting me come on to share some of these stories that I, you know, was able to share today and some of these ideas. And again, it sure could be chemical, you know, things that are taking place in our brains that, you know, possibly when in the death experience that we think we're going into the light in the tunnel. I mean, I'm open to that as well. But for me, there's been too many, you know, reports and
Same.
Things that I've experienced that
Same.
Maybe there is something else going on.
I know there is.
Yeah.
I know there
yeah.
is. And you know what? That's really what this show
yep.
is
yep.
about, is breaking down those walls to make us
yeah.
feel connected
exactly.
to these
Thanks.
Other energies.
Thanks so much, Davey.
No, Doc, thank you. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 here on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. You got to stop by TalkShowTherapist.com. Once again, that's TalkShowTherapist.com. Also, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, Universal Consciousness 1111, conscious networking collective formed to bring together like-minded, free-thinking individuals. We use the collective to put together events and gatherings for the coming together of minds to share knowledge and raise the vibration of ourselves and the planet. Make sure to check out universalconsciousness1111.com. And if you'd like to attend their first event in California, make sure to check it out. It's July 10th. Information's available on the website. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, abundance, and super high vibrations from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much. See you next Sunday.